Raise your hand if you've ever sent someone a meme that made you think of them. Maybe it was something that made you giggle, or sigh, or facepalm. No explanation of why you sent it. No emotional declaration. Just a small moment of recognition of this person's connection to your life. This is called pebbling, and it's a very common way neurodivergent folks connect with their people. Hey, I'm Dr. Regina, PhD, and this is Divergent Paths, the podcast where we talk about many things late-diagnosed neurodivergent folks experience, but haven't had the language for until now. I'm also the author of Nerd Notes, my weekly newsletter, where I often take a deeper dive into the topics we discuss on the show. The link to sign up is in the show notes. In this episode, Russ and I are talking about pebbling, tiny bids for emotional connection, and why they matter so much to neurodivergent brains.
Did you make this up? Is pebbling a real thing? I was like, are you messing with me? Is it the April Fool's show? Pebbling, it's such a fun name.
It is what such is a it? Fun name. The origin of it is fun as well. Pebbling comes from penguin behavior.
Oh.
Some penguin species offer small pebbles to potential mates as gestures of care and love and, you know, sort of emotional connection.
Do you have to wear a tuxedo when you do this?
Tuxedos are completely optional.
Okay, clearly we're not gonna deliver penguins. Is sending a meme, you said, is one way. What are other ways?
You can see an article that reminds you of that person, like maybe something that you know they're interested in. You can just send them a random thought. Sometimes you can send pictures, like there was a really pretty sunrise this morning outside my house. So I went out and took a picture and I sent it to someone.
So it's not like a full conversation. It's just thinking of you and then that's it.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even, I don't say I'm thinking of you. I just send it. And sometimes, you know, it's not a demand. You're not looking for a long conversation. You're just really like saying, here's a little thing that made me think of you. And it gives a moment of micro connection, right? A little touch instead of like a, let's have a long, meaningful conversation about our relationship.
Why does this resonate so much with neurodivergent folks?
And there are a couple of reasons why this really resonates for people with ADHD. There's a lot of associative thinking, right? So there's a lot of, you know, this made me think of you. And so that is a real deep way of connection, having that moment where you're like, oh, this picture, this meme, this article made me think of you. It also gives a little bit of dopamine when you're like, oh, I thought of this person and I got to send them something and show them. But probably the most important thing is that for ADHD, there's a challenge with object permanence. Like if you can't see something, it's hard to remember sometimes that it exists. And when you have a lot of people in your life that you don't get to see regularly, pebbling helps maintain that relational presence. It helps maintain that connection. It can also be a really easy way to like reconnect. Like if you haven't talked to someone in a long time, instead of like trying to call them or send a long text of like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't been in touch, yada, 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 just sending a meme that you're like, oh, I know exactly why you sent this to me is a really nice way to connect, you know?
Does it work? Does it work well for like both sides? Like, answer that question. But I have follow-ups.
I mean, if someone else speaks a pebbling language, it definitely works, right? If someone else understands that it is a micro bid and that it is like a little moment of connection, absolutely works. Definitely.
If let's say you send somebody a meme. Right. So they get that meme. Mm-hmm. You've sent it. Okay. And now later, because of previous episodes, what I've learned from you is maybe that meme goes unread. You're just seeing it sitting there. Mm-hmm. Right. Like they don't look at it. A week later, you go to send them another one. And that one, like the previous one, is still undelivered, unread, like, or it's delivered but unread.
Right.
Do you take offense to that, or is that like, what, where do the two meet?
So, I mean, I think that there is like a healthy way you can approach this. Right. Okay. Where you're not looking necessarily, like if you're pebbling because you want a response from someone, that's something different. That's okay. You putting a hidden demand in that pebble. Right. You're putting something out there that is intended to draw them in. And that's not the same thing. Not a healthy sort of approach to pebbling. What you really want to do is not have that demand. You're not looking for a reaction. You're not looking for an immediate response. It should feel light. It should feel fun. It should feel cute. You know, if it is a romantic relationship, maybe it feels a little sexy, like, you know, like a little something, mm-hmm. right? And you need to be in a space where you're not going to escalate if it is ignored. If you lean toward an anxious attachment, for example, you might feel anxious if they don't respond or they don't acknowledge or they don't read it. You might have some of that kind of like, get in there. But hopefully you can be in a healthy space when you're sending in.
That you don't spiral, so that you don't escalate this, so that you don't make this a thing that maybe isn't a thing.
Right.
Because I mean, I ask that mainly because I have people that will send me, you know, oh, this video. I thought of you, and they'll do it on like the Facebook instant messenger thing, whatever the Facebook messenger is, it's called. Yeah. And I never check that. I check it like once a month.
Yeah.
So I know that they're seeing that it's undelivered. And then at the end of the month, I'll be like, oh boom, 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 boom. I've looked at all these things.
Everything.
So like, I'm just wondering, am I offending people by doing that?
I mean, you could ask the person. And you could just say, hey, I'm not here very often. I appreciate you send these, but I just want you to know I don't check this very often. And then that's clear and direct communication. Okay. Or you could turn off your notifications and people can't see that you've read your messages on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true too.
And you know,
both of those are a win. When you have different styles, I just identified myself as somebody that doesn't really check my messages very often. Like, I check messages from you. That's about it. we're planning stuff. We're busy. Good,
we have stuff to do.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a show. But like many people, I don't do that. So is that putting me into that's not putting me into the avoiding category, is it? I'm avoiding the text messages, but I don't know if I'm avoiding the person. And am I falling into that?
Maybe a little bit. It depends on how the other person is reading it. You know, the other person might be looking at it as you avoiding them, you avoiding connection with them by not taking the time to look, et cetera, which is why, you know, my first response is if they're sending in a platform that you don't check very often, you just say, I really appreciate you thinking of me and sending these, but I'm not here very often. So just keep in mind that I'll see them when I get to them. The choice, you know, chances are like, we are not communicating on Facebook Messenger.
Right. We're using AOL.
No. Right.
Way back.
Well, I know you're not going to see messages there. I'm not going to see messages there regularly. So we know that those are not high demand communication channels. And if it is somebody who is in a deeper emotionally connected relationship with you, they probably know that as well.
Right. Okay. So what's the healthy way to do all this? Like, what's the healthy way to pebble and to be pebbled? I made up some terms there.
Check your energy. Like, are you sending this? Are you in a good space when you're sending this? Are you sending this because you're just like, oh, hey, this thing came up and I'm thinking about you? Check your nervous system. Like, really see if you're regulated as you're trying to send this. That is a really important thing, you know, just kind of in general to make sure that nervous system is not in fight or flight or fawn or freeze, that you're really just, you know, not trying to look for a more significant bid for connection, right? Because these are micro connections. They're just little moments, right? Really make it no pressure. If you wanted to send something, if you wanted to send a pebble and it is somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, you know, or something like that, add a disclaimer, add some gentle language to it that says, no need to respond. This just made me think of you. Or say, hey, this feels like your vibe. You know, it, you know, hey, this came across my feed and I wanted to share it, something like that. If you are pebbling the same person a lot, kind of like you said, if it's a pile of pebbles that have not been responded to, that moves into demand, right? That moves into a feeling of pressure. So you want to make sure you're not just doing this to like one person or somebody that you might have a difficult connection with, or again, have an anxious or avoidant cycle pull back and forth between. You know, and learn the things that you like, you know, what are the things that you like to send? Like what are, you know, what are some of the things that sort of relate to you, and how do they resonate for you? And, you know, how are they going to maybe resonate for the other person? I have an entire friendship that began with pebbling.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Memes back and forth, like before you really knew each other, or
TikTok videos before we really like had a substantial friendship. Like we had met, we had connected, we had chatted, you know, we'd had a conversation. One of the first conversations we had was identifying that we were both late diagnosed ADHD. At the time she was diagnosed and I was considering seeking diagnosis. So it was even before I had gotten my diagnosis. And we had had that conversation where you're like, oh, well, this is very much a meeting ground. And we had connected on TikTok and we just started sending videos back and forth to each other. And, you know, it was like one here and there, you know, back and forth kind of one at a time. And then it was like, oh, like three videos in a row, I would send her and she would send me a bunch of videos in a row. And now it has escalated to the point where this is one of my closest friends. Yeah. I have one of the most substantial relationships in my life right now is with this person. And when we get on TikTok, we send like 15 to 20 videos to each other at a time.
Oh.
So,
okay, so you're both the same, like compatible styles. Yes. Of pebblers.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We are compatible pebblers. Our pebbling is compatible.
Try to say that 10 times fast. Right. all right. So you two are compatible, but what about the mismatch people, right? Like when nobody pebbles you back.
Right.
You're the only you're only sending pebbles out. You're not getting any pebbles back.
You know, that is a thing that can happen. Some people don't do this. Some people don't express micro connections this way. They might express it in a different way. They might only really want to connect when they can connect deeply to you. Like, you know, that is just something that happens. So, you know, now, you know, I don't feel overwhelmed when I see that my friend has sent me 15 TikToks. I just know that like my scrolling for that evening is going to be curated by her.
Okay.
Right. You know, the 15 or 20 minutes I have to scroll on TikTok is going to be exclusively what she sent me, because I already know that she's often a better For You page than my For You page is. Right. So like, you know, I know that that's part of it. And I have that expectation. And so if someone is demand avoidant, if someone has rejection sensitivity, all of those things can kind of feed into this. Some people would feel deeply overwhelmed by getting 15 notifications in about this. Some people don't have the bandwidth for it.
Wait a second now. I just thought of something. Okay, I'm going to totally, this is like the episode of Throw Regina Off as much as I can. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm just like, because I had not heard of this before. We started the episode where, you know, I'm like, is this made up? This sounds made up. It's not made up. And you got to talk about penguins and everything. That's fun. But here's the thing. Like, okay, what if, and okay, so your friend on TikTok makes your better for you page than you.
Right.
But what if you get these wrong? Right? Like what if, like, so I have a friend who will like occasionally say, oh my God, you're going to love this video.
Right.
On YouTube. And then I go watch it and it's like, seriously, they thought this of me?
Right. Yeah.
Is there any fear of that when you're doing the pebbling? Or did I just introduce a whole new fear?
Yeah, great. Thank you for giving me something I can be anxious about now. I mean, I think it depends on the relationship. It depends on the closeness you have. It depends on a lot of different like factors that kind of go into this. You know, these are bids for connection. If your bids are ignored or if they miss their mark, I would hope if I miss the mark with a bid, somebody might ask me, and I've had this happen. They're like, what is this? Like, I remember suggesting a song to somebody, this was years ago. And it was someone who's going through a pretty heavy transition in their life. And I suggested this song to them. And they're like, I don't understand why you sent me this song. And I'm like, my interpretation of the song was about like its relation to this transition that you're going through. It was like either the end of a relationship. I don't remember if it was the end of a marriage or something else, but there was some transition she was going through. And it was about, in my mind, the song was about how to like reconnect with who you are, you know, kind of after you've maybe lost some of what was important to you. And so I was thinking that, you know, this was going to be this like thing for her and she was going to get fulfilled from it. And she was like, I don't understand this at all. And we had a conversation and I said, this was my interpretation. And her interpretation of the song was like completely different. It didn't, you know, make any sense at all how she was thinking of it. And she understood after I explained it. I was hesitant after that to pebble her because I didn't know how she was going to read it. Unless I knew it was going to be a home run, unless I was 100% sure there was like no other interpretation that was going to be taken from it, I wouldn't have sent something that would have had that level of ambiguity or that could have had that level of ambiguity. It had to be something that I knew was going to be like hit home for her.
Well, you know, Regina, not everybody gets the meaning behind Hanson's mbop. just to mess with you. All right, so I have other questions, of course.
You have messed with me enough this episode. I think we can scale back on me messing with Regina.
Exactly, but it's fun to do that. There's plenty more to discuss in this, clearly, and there's a lot about this topic. So if somebody, you know, listening to the episode, what should they take away? What are the kind of the key points that they should take away about pebbling?
I think, you know, it's really important to think about like, this isn't childish. It's not silly. It's not clingy. You're looking for a small level of connection and a small level of, you know, a micro attachment. This is a good way to sort of maintain relationships that isn't, hey, let's go have a big conversation about something meaningful and deep. And given kind of the state of the world right now, some like small moments of joy, I think are very important and can be really meaningful to your people because a lot of us are really stressed out and a lot of us are really scared. And, you know, a pebble can be a glimmer. It can be a small moment of joy. So do it consciously, do it mindfully, do it meaningfully, and give your pebbles to your people so that they can feel those like moments of connection. And don't worry so much about if it's going to land 100%. Sometimes it might open up a conversation and maybe it will even make a harder conversation or some other words you want to say easier to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could even throw in, you know, what do you think of this? Right. Yeah. So it's not like directing it at them.
Right.
Like, you know, making them say, oh, you are this.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to love this.
You know, context is king.
And the thing is, maybe, you know, maybe I would have liked those videos had they done that.
Possibly.
You know, this is something we want to talk about. So I guess, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, not pushing your own ideas on somebody else. So.
Yep.
All right. I've definitely thrown enough at you. And there's more. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to set up a clarity call with you.
Are you?
Go through this whole pebbling thing.
We'll find your pebbling style, like set up a clarity call. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about getting you signed up for maybe some one-on-one coaching work with
there
me.
We go. I think that would be a good thing. So how do I do that?
There is a link in the show notes to sign up for a free 30-minute clarity call. And we can talk about this exact work, like how to look at pebbling, how to look at making micro connections, how to find ways of creating relationship connection where you may be struggling because of your neurodivergence, because of your late diagnosis. You know, because your brain works in a wonderfully weird and beautiful way. Let's talk about it.